America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
When we hear the injury report, and I thought it was interesting. I thought it was interesting based off what D'Amico had to say on his coach's show. It was interesting what he said and how he looks at injuries. And I thought that was interesting. But before we get to that, not practicing today unofficially, Nico Collins for the second straight day did not practice. Defensive end Will Anderson Jr. for the second straight day did not practice. And then running back Damian Pierce, who missed the last game, he did not practice. Foley Fatakasi, second straight day as well, did not practice. And then obviously Kenyon Green, who we know is out for the year, didn't practice. Kenyon, not a surprise. Those other four have missed the last 2 days of practice, which is concerning about their chances to be able to play. But when you look at what happened and then you see and hear what D'Amico had to say on the coach's show, how he looks at that. And I want to let you hear that right now. This is what D'Amico had to say when it comes to how he kind of looks at injuries and guys getting them back on the field.
Oh, that's one of the toughest spots being a head coach, right? Of making, having to make that call of the guy's close, but we still don't know. For me, I'll always lean towards making sure a player long-term health is always at the forefront of my decision, as opposed to, oh, come back a week too soon, and now we lose you for, call it 4 or 5 more weeks. Yep. So let's make sure, right, you can practice throughout the week, right? And let's make sure you can show your teammates and yourself, you can gain that confidence, oh, I can go out and perform my job to the highest level.
You have to tell them to sit down? Like, hey, you got to sit, and they want to play?
Sometimes throughout my conversation with them, I talk around, I let them make that decision. Okay.
All right, fellas, we hear that. To me, now maybe not Foley and Will Anderson because they haven't been out, but in particular with Nico, let me see him practice throughout the week. He's missed these 2 days of practice. You want to make sure, hey, you know, he's fully right. Err on the side of caution, as he said. It feels like Nico Collins ain't going to play in this game, especially hearing him specifically talk to a player coming back. Now, I don't know about Will because Will – played last week, and this is coming off. I don't think it looks good for any of these guys. They missed 2 days. But Nico, it feels like hearing him say that just earlier this week that Nico may not be in the cards this week against the Lions.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, you would like to see him run full speed in a practice at some level of a competitive nature before you throw him on the field and have him go all out game day speed. And so, yeah, I would think that if Nico can't practice with it coming off of a hamstring, I don't know that pushing him day of in a real game for the first time in a month is the best thing for Nico Collins or the Texans at this point.
Yeah, so I know there was a lot of excitement hoping that, hey, you get him back for this game, but just judged off what he just said, I would be shocked now. And seeing, like, when he said practice throughout, let's see if we can get you to practice throughout the week and err on the side of caution, it would be a surprise. But, Clint, right now you would lean towards Will Anderson and Foley probably being out as well. And those are big, big things. When your best player on defense this year going up against the best offense, the best offense in football right now, that is a major, major, major issue right now for this team in both the run and the pass, because he sets the edge as well as anybody does, and obviously with 7.5 sacks, he has been right there as well. They want to run it and throw it, and they're very, very good at both. That's big to have potentially your best defensive player out in this particular game.
Yeah, look, I think there's two things that this team has to do moving forward, Ryan. I mean, one, they've got to get healthy. Two, they got to figure out what the hell's going on offensively. And the truth of the matter is, if you look at the way this schedule breaks out, the magic number for the Texans is 9. And you've got Baltimore.
You mean for wins?
Yes. The magic number is 9. And you've got Baltimore, Kansas City, and Detroit as 3 of your final 8 games. Right? Let's look at this thing from a 30,000-foot view. If you're Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans, take those games off the shelf, off the table, right? You've got 5 other games, which are the Dolphins, the Cowboys, 2 against the Titans, and 1 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. You've got to get 3 of those. You've got to get 3 of those. All are very winnable games, given what's going on in each individual organization.
I think you have to go 3-5 for that to get to that 9, that 9 number.
Well, yeah. And let's just take the top AFC teams off the table, because to me, this is the kind of decisions that D'Amico and Nick have to make. Is right now we're not finishing with the 1 seed, and we're not getting a bye in the first round.
Taking that off the table.
We'll take it off the table. Win the division, and don't allow Indianapolis to catch you. I looked at Indianapolis' schedule. They got 4 wins right now. There's no way they're getting more than 9. They could get as hot as they want to get. They're not getting beyond 9. And so I think the Texans' magic number is 9. And so I say all that to say the truth of it is you don't need Nico Collins, Will Anderson, Foley Fatakasi. You don't need these guys against the Detroit Lions. You desperately need those guys in all 5 of those games that you have versus non-top AFC teams.
Tennessee twice.
Yes. It's Tennessee twice. It's Jacksonville once, Miami and Dallas. Like, those 5 games right there, you need to have everybody healthy in all 5 of those games to give yourself the best chance to get 3. Yep. Get to 9, and everything is fine. Along the way, you're getting guys healthy, you're getting things right. This Detroit game right now, as it pertains to pushing the envelope, as it pertains to getting to 9, you don't need everybody healthy. You don't necessarily need this football game. I know it's not going to be a popular way of looking at this thing, but in reality, there's no sense in pushing somebody, especially somebody as important as Will Anderson on the defensive side of the football and Nico Collins on the offensive side of the football. There's no need to push those guys against Detroit and end up not having them when you play any of those other 5 teams that I mentioned.
You play Dallas on Monday.
Yep, next, you need them. That's a winnable game. That is a game you should win.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.